3, 2, 1.
It's resilient love. Look, we're trying out a new intro, so you guys just let us know if you like it. But hi, guys. Welcome back. We are so excited to do Resilient Love Reacts. This is our new short segment to just share our reaction to a particular post, video, event, etc. So what's our reaction today?
Our reaction today is about no other than Super Bowl 59. We all saw it. It had some highs, some lows, but a lot to talk about, a lot to react to. This Super Bowl was very different than most, but as usual, it had its own uniqueness. So today, we are going to share our reactions of some of the commercials, some of the highlights, etc.
So, first of all, Philadelphia Eagles. Shout out to the Eagles. They took home the win of 40-22 against the Chiefs. But even though we saw all of that, I'm going to tell you guys one thing about me. I do enjoy sports. I enjoy football and basketball. So we're not going to turn this into a sports highlight reel. But we did want to shout out the moment that was caught on camera, which was the kiss. The kiss between Jalen Hurts and his fiance, Brianna Bree Barrows. And for me, that moment was so sentimental, so sweet, because again, this podcast is about just representing love, black love, and supporting one another through various challenges. And for me, seeing that moment just is a sweet reminder of his process, his journey, and her being with him throughout that journey. And I think that kiss, it was simple, it was short, it was sweet, but it just showcased a conclusion. That's the way I would word it. Like, this is sealed, you know, sign, sealed, delivered. That kiss was like a sign of like, hey, you did it, babe. You made it. You got your goal accomplished. I was with you through the fire, through the limit, through the world. That's how I feel about it.
Sound pretty good. But, that's my reaction to that. Now keep that tone. If you could just stay right there at that tone, we might have us a contract. But anyway, with the Jalen Hurts thing, yeah, that was really sweet. That was really nice. It was just good to see a reaction of a supportive woman standing by her man after the game. She has heard it all, probably seen it all on the field, off the field, the highs and the true lows. Mm-hmm. And so it's just nice to see her there, present in the moment. And just gives you that old school Fresh Prince of Bel Air type flow. Uh-huh. Especially when I noticed with the hat back, like Philly. Philly, so just a tidbit, Philly has its own culture, like just separate. And so I spent time growing up in Philly some with my uncles and aunt, and I love it there. There's some aspects I love, some aspects I don't.
Right.
But no other. Philly has a culture that's just like different. Mm-hmm. And so the hat back, like you really got that Philly Fresh Prince.
Yeah, West Philadelphia, born and raised. Yeah.
And she reminded me of like the moments in Fresh Prince of Bel Air when it would be in the little cafeteria.
Yeah.
The Nia Long, the Jada Pinkett's that would pop up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I really like that. And just overall, this has been the most I've seen transparency in football
with sure.
Personal family, boyfriend, girlfriend, engaged family overall, especially even with the Chiefs.
Yeah. Taylor and
I think it's Kelsey.
Kelsey, yeah. And then, of course, Mahomes, you know, he has a family.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mahone has a family too.
Okay.
So I like kind of going back to what he was saying with Uncle Phil, Aunt Viv, like they always had each other backs. You know, when they took Will in, because of his environment in Philadelphia, they took him in, of course, in a whole nother, what was it, California?
Yeah.
So California, you know, literally moving across country to just shift his environment. But of course, that's why in the rap, he always wanted to highlight West Philadelphia, born and raised. You know, he was all about just being down home, down the street. And I just think even in that moment,
bringing Philly to Bel Air was the point of Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yeah.
So in this transition, Philly got brought to New Orleans.
I love that. Yeah. And, you know, just a little tidbit about them. What we have learned is that they met in college. They met in Alabama. And so to have seen him at that journey or that stage of his football career and then now as an adult and them, of course, on the way to matrimony, it's just a great reminder of you've seen me at my lows, you've seen me at my highs, and this is the pivotal moment of my career. Like, to have a Super Bowl championship is the ultimate win.
Yeah.
So,
and the fact that the true ones stay beside you, the true ones stay with you. You know, I think it's different when you make it. Mm-hmm. It's different. You have to decipher and discern who's really for you or who's just there for the highlights, who's there for the spotlight.
Ooh, yeah.
Versus when you're in a relationship with someone in the college space, in that space where you're in grind mode to try to get there, to try to get to the NFL.
Correct.
But there's no guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And so when there's no guarantee, oftentimes you'll find people don't stick around. And the people that do stick around are considered the real ones. So, you know, if you have a real one in your corner,
yeah,
make sure you nurture that corner, nurture that plant, and watch it bloom.
He thought that was cute. And so I think overall, just with that portion, because we got two more reactions to share, but with this portion, we really just wanted to highlight the beauty of love and having somebody to support you. Because again, that's his career. His career is in sports. So the sacrifice of practicing, the traveling, etc. Like, just being able to understand what it takes. And that's another key point we just want to share with couples out there, that when you are with your significant other, you need to assess and not stress. You got to assess the situation and not stress, because the person is already trying to navigate how can I achieve my personal goals, but also keep our relationship goals, you know? And so you don't want to create a sense of stress around, well, why did you have to practice so late? Why are you guys traveling here, there, everywhere? You know, you did 59 photo ops but you couldn't get home, you know? So that creates stress. And so, like he said, know what you're signing up for, and understand that even in the fact that you signed this contract, you know, quotation marks, you still have to recognize that things do change, right? That the college football career versus the NFL, two different flows. So I definitely want to highlight that. It's all about partnership and just being there and not creating that unnecessary pressure on each other.
So switching gears.
Let's switch it up. Yes, Scott.
Switching gears, we're going to talk about what really happened in that game. Because I'm actually kind of like, I can't tell you. I'm still trying to put the pieces together as the investigation pursues. Because I was trying to figure out how long was it going to take for that zero to become even an ounce of a hero. Give me something to work with. Like, I knew the Eagles was going to win. I knew that. That's why I'm wearing green today. I knew it. I was ready for this. When you say, I got the sweater, shirt, the gold chain. I had old money Eagles. I'm ready. I knew they were going to win. I knew this. I knew right. this weeks ago. But I knew they were going to dominate as Coach Prime.
All right. Okay. I knew
they were yes. going to dominate.
Yes.
But I did not expect them to blow them slam out the water. And I was trying to figure out somebody throw a flag out, a boat, anything.
Life jacket.
A rubber ducky.
Something.
And so I don't know. I was very surprised because they have held it down.
The Chiefs, correct?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs, yes.
They've held it down for 2 consecutive years.
That's right.
And they have showed up and performed in the playoffs well. Yes. Every time.
Yes.
And so tonight, it just, I don't know. I was a little lost.
And like, yeah, it was a shock. Like,
but I could tell they played nervous. They didn't play right.
Yeah, it definitely was one of those moments where it's like, I've seen the Chiefs go a little harder than this. Like I shared with Quentin, last year, help me, Lord. Last year, they actually, you saw a fight. Mm-hmm. Like, you could really look back on it and say, okay, that was a fight. That was a real drive to win. But for this one, it kind of felt like a scrimmage game. I don't know how, you know, for those of y'all that know sports, the scrimmage game is just to kind of test the waters, to see how each other, you know, how you going to play, how you going to handle this scenario. And for me, it just felt like this ain't even a scrimmage. This is like practice. This is worse than a scrimmage. It just didn't hit for me.
Yeah, it yeah. didn't, but I'm glad that an underdog finally came.
Now, that's a good point. You're right.
And I think it's well-deserved. I believe that yeah. Jalen Hurts and, what's his name? Barkley.
Yes.
Saquon Barkley are well on their way to do this a second time. I'm already ready for the next 2026, but I think they are well. And I think when you think about that, trades happen all the time.
Ooh.
And so we don't need to lose them too. But I think with the Eagles, if they just add maybe 2 more solid, because yeah. they got a solid crew now.
Yeah, they do.
But you could always use extra help as you building that
squad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That dynamic duo.
Yep. Yep. So I told you guys this wasn't going to be a full
right.
sports narrated or sports reaction, but we did want to highlight that because it just kind of felt like, well, dang, yeah. this didn't really give, like, fight. Okay, so our last reaction is on the commercials. Mm. So with the commercials, I will say this. The Pringles ad was cool. I like a lot of the celebrity cameos. Like, really, for me, the celebrity cameos hit. Like, the one about the soda, the cameo was my man from Power.
Oh, Coca-Cola. That was strong.
Yeah.
So, what is his name? He played Ghost in Power, if you ain't familiar.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
His name is not coming right now, but yeah. But also, my girl was in it as well. The one from the Atlanta movie.
Goodness gracious. From the movie ATL.
Yes.
She's
Lauren London?
Yes, that's okay. Right.
She was in that one. And then the man,
I still don't know
his name. Character name is
James St. Patrick.
James St. Patrick.
But for Ghost.
But we're not catching his name.
Omari Hardy.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. See, I knew it was going to come. Yeah. So, though they were in the same commercial. So, like I said, I like the celebrity commercial. But you go ahead, because he actually I told him to make this list, y'all. But
I took notes. I highlighted. I'm going to
let Quentin really share the commercials. Go ahead.
Top 5. Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Being on the number 1 list. Congratulations to Omari Hardy and Lauren London. You did well. Next in the runner-up was Mountain Dew. Very well, very well. I felt it. It had that old school feel, like I need some theatrics. This year just won't give it.
Yeah.
So, other than that, a few of them was, so top five, those are two. I think Instacart did good. I don't know if you remember that. Pfizer Knockout Cancer was good. It was
heartfelt. It was heartfelt, yeah.
And then, who would I say was the best one? Who would you say from that list?
I mean, I like...
Ray-Ban? No.
No. Ray-Ban Meta?
No.
No, I would say either... The Pfizer or I like Doritos.
Doritos, okay. Yeah.
Just because it was like out of this world. Like, yes. Doritos are out of this world. So they had an alien.
It was a nice thing.
Take the Doritos. Yeah. But then at the end, the man was describing, say Doritos. So anyway, I like that because, hey, honey, I love some Doritos, okay? So I'm a little biased on that one. But yeah, I think that's my 2 cents on that one.
Yeah, and I think T-Mobile Starlink was pretty good because it was, again, one of those futuristic themes, which was they kept the thing going.
Yeah, that's true. But, so the commercials overall, I would love to know how much they spent this year because
it doesn't look like.
You know what was strong? That pregame.
Yes.
That pregame with Southern University, that was strong. When I say. That 10-minute span was solid. That was solid.
Now, she's a little biased because she's a band head. So,
yeah. Okay, well, non-band head, what you think?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, it was good. I mean, I have not... That was my first time really hearing them here.
Yeah.
Them. So, I've heard their name before.
Yeah, the Human Jukebox.
But, and so overall, to kind of close it out with that, we just didn't feel like the commercial was as strong as they have been in the past. It's like the budget is a little lower. So that's why we're interested to see, man, what was really spent? Because it just didn't look like some did good, but it was not near as many as the past years. And yeah. So, like you said, with the pregame, awesome. Those that they had for New Orleans, awesome. I think New Orleans set the stage.
Yeah, they showed out. They showed out.
And New Orleans has a very soulful, musical, like everything.
That's their background. Just a jazzy feel. Yeah, that's the word. Jazzy.
It's a jazzy feel. Yeah. So I think this was a good selection this year for Super Bowl 59.
Mm-hmm.
Very interested to see where it goes next. I would even love to see it come back to New Orleans again.
You know what? This is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I would love to see the Super Bowl in North Carolina.
Oh, goodness.
North Carolina, specifically in Charlotte. Charlotte,
yep.
I would love to see that because they took away the basketball. What's the basketball one everybody likes?
That's college, but you talking about
CIAA?
Yes.
Okay, I know that's college. That's right. That's college. But that was a popular.
That's a big, yeah.
Big event. I'm gonna say big sport event.
Yeah, it's almost close to national. You know.
Yeah.
It feels like it.
So they took that to Baltimore.
Right.
So if they could bring it to North Carolina. Man, have they ever brought it to North Carolina?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're biased because I feel like we could get a lot more than what we get in North Carolina. And Charlotte is growing and it can handle the magnitude of a game that size and bring in don't get me wrong, Charlotte got plenty of traffic. They don't need no help.
They don't need no help.
But it would bring in the revenue and the credibility.
Yeah.
A stronger credibility when it comes to national events.
Right. So, to summarize our Resilient Love Reacts, number one, love shows up. As we mentioned earlier, win or lose, just like Jalen and Bree, real love means being there through the highs and lows. And point two, Even the best teams have off days. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs did not bring their A game, in our opinion, but that doesn't erase their talent. And point number three, nostalgia is great, but innovation wins. These commercials that we're talking about, or even in life, you got to mix up the old with the new. You got to show us a little something different, as they say. Right. So with that being said, we hope you guys enjoyed our Resilient Love Reacts. And
this is the end of our reacts for today. Until next time, keep showing up, keep loving, and love strong. Follow us on Resilient Love for more content like this. And we will keep reacting.
Yeah. Make sure you keep your love resilient. See ya.